if an appellate lawyer thought that they could see potential malpractice in a record doing their appellate work and thought they did not have to disclose it to their client, that they were absolutely wrong. That appellate lawyers had an absolute duty to their client to disclose malpractice that they found in looking at a trial record. And if they didn't do that, they were liable to that client. That got a lot of attention. And the planning committee asked me to speak to that issue. We've handled some fiduciary duty cases. We've handled a couple Texas Supreme Court cases involving lawyers where we were representing the law firm of the lawyers. And the Houston Bar appellate section took it one step further after I agreed to do this, and they had a panel debate between me and Randy Johnston a month and a half ago in Houston on this very topic. The surprising thing is that after talking between among ourselves, we both essentially agreed with each other. So for what that's worth, I want to present to you what we believe, and this is primarily my colleague Amy Schumacher, who wrote the excellent paper in the materials, and Danny Davis. The three of us have worked on these cases in the Supreme Court over the last 3 years. My initial reaction was that, which I still believe, is that nobody can make me an expert for purposes of ferreting out trial lawyer malpractice when I'm engaged as an appellate lawyer. And the reason wasn't legal as much as it was practical. And that is, having represented doctors, you know, for a long time in professional negligence cases, and also representing lawyers in professional negligence cases,